Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 9 and verse 25. Christ acted. Christ acted. Now don't misunderstand me. He didn't play a part. I don't mean he was pretending, putting on a show. No, no, no. I mean he acted in the sense of action, power, grip. When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, here they come, goggling, what's going to happen? He rebuked the evil or unclean spirit. You deafened and mute spirit, he said, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. Mark chapter 9, verse 25. The action, the grip, the power of Christ. This father, in a desperate state, has brought his helpless, hapless son and laid him before the Saviour. Nobody can help. Can you help? Yes, said Christ, of course I can help. And here he steps forward and acts. Now, there are many things here which are incidental to this miracle. But I want you, and I want for myself too, to grasp hold of the essential part of this, the essence of it, the core of it. What's going on here? Well, I've used these words about Christ. Power, authority, grip, command. He speaks. And I'll quote a hymn from Charles Wesley. He speaks, new life the dead receive. He speaks, and power goes in his word. John 5:25, the dead will hear his voice. The mute spirit, the deaf spirit, the evil spirit, the unclean spirit has to obey him. Can you see the spiritual point here? Can you see the power of this? You take this promise, John 5:25, the dead shall hear Christ's voice. Well, that's literally true at the resurrection. All the dead will come out, the dead will come out and live again. The righteous and the unrighteous, the believer and the unbeliever, all shall come out of the word of Christ. The dead shall hear his voice, and hearing his voice shall live. Some shall go into eternal bliss, those who believe are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who've been unbelieving will perish, eternal damnation. But the dead will hear his voice. And of course, it's spiritually true now. You see, brother and sister, we were all born spiritually dead. Our parents may have been believers, but we were born spiritually dead. Don't believe the nonsense that the children of covenant people are... Well, no, no, rubbish. We are all dead in sins and need to be born again. And we hear the voice of Christ, new life the dead receive, spiritually speaking. And here is the power of Christ. Now, in the miracles, we see it worked out. Lazarus and the widow of Nain's son, they heard the voice and literally came back to life again. But spiritually speaking, men like Nicodemus, you must be born again, and they are born again by God's Spirit. Okay, this man is weak in faith. Yes, let's not forget that. But the point I'm making in this discourse is not the weakness of the man's faith. We've looked at that and taken full account of it, and it's true. But it's not the weakness of the man's faith. It's the power of Christ. You see, Jesus is almighty in power. Redemption. Regeneration. Redemption. These are mighty, mighty acts of power. Mighty acts of authority and sovereignty. Christ, it shows his power. Come out, he said. I command you, never enter him again. That's the power of Christ. This is a sovereign crisis. This is an illustration to me of the gospel, very clearly. We don't just drift into Christ. We don't just drift into redemption and liberty. It's not a kind of process which we tick boxes. You must drift into the kingdom. No, you must be born again. It's a crisis, a sovereign action of God by the Spirit, the word of Christ. Be born again, delivered, set free from sin. And that's what Christ does, and only Christ does it. Well, I said about Charles Wesley, "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace. My gracious master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honours of thy name, Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ear, 'tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of cancelled sin, he sets the prisoner free." That's what he did with this lad. "His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood availed for me. He speaks, and listening to his voice, new life the dead receive. The mournful, broken hearts rejoice. The humble, poor believe. Hear him, ye deaf. You listening, my friend? His praise, ye dumb. I'm speaking to you, my friend. Your loosened tongues employ. You blind, behold your Savior come. Behold the Savior come. And leap, ye lame, for joy. If you trust him, you will leap for joy. Look unto him, you nations, own your God, you fallen race. Look and be saved through faith alone. Be justified by grace. Christ has power to save. Don't tell me about your condition, your difficulties, your problems. Yes, you have them, your weaknesses. Think of Christ and his power, his sovereignty, his grip. Christ is the Savior, the only Savior. Trust him and enjoy him and prove him and know him. I plead with you."